Yo, yo, yo! It's DJ Jazzy Poodle.
And the French Princess.
And this is Too Hot to Handle, y'all.
Ooh, strap it on.
Too Hot to Handle, it's the new show about some hot and horny people trying to win a lot of dough.
They got Americans, Brits, Australians in the mix. So where can I watch?
Bitch, it's on Netflix.
These pretty people think they're there to find the perfect match. Then an Alexa named Lana tells them there's a catch.
They can get naked, fuck, or even kiss. Yeah, don't look in the shower.
That's a lot of jizz.
Well, I guess we're gonna have to watch this shit. And if love is blind work, this will be a hit.
Yeah, too hot to handle.
Word. I did not see this coming. That's what Chase said. I did not see this coming. Like, that huge linebacker that gave me some type of other impairment.
Yeah. Chase does not see, he is surprised when a Coca-Cola truck has cold Coke in it. Like, he's like, whoa, it's refrigerated. Didn't see that
so
coming.
Stupid.
He's pretty dumb.
Boy, he's dumb. God.
Oh, Too Hot to Handle. Season two,
finale. We made it.
There might be a reunion. They did a reunion last year. We don't know if they're going to do one this year. They haven't announced anything. I haven't even looked. Have you?
They haven't announced anything. Have not announced anything.
There you go. Let's jump in.
Should this be the first place we make another announcement about Netflix?
Yeah,
because it's going to come up soon.
Go ahead. Just
y'all, you're hearing it first here now. Those of you who are on the $5 tier, if you're like, oh, we haven't gotten Netflix binge, God damn it, in a while.
We're about to DP ya.
We're going to give you Sexy Beasts.
We're doing Sexy Beasts.
It's coming out July 21st.
Sexy Beasts.
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 Where it's that weird show that kind of like Love is Blind and
but they
the
put
Masked Singer
weird
but
dolphins on them.
someone put on Twitter, it was that dolphin that's got a face like ooh, and it said me when I get hot too high in public.
I'm really worried in recapping the show that Poodle's going to get turned on.
That I'm going to get attracted
really
to the fox.
Something really weird's going to happen.
It's like some dig up some furry impulses in
Although I really got into Cam wearing those ram horns. I got really into that.
But we're going to do, I think right now they've announced 6 30-minute episodes. It's kind of like there's a little bit of dating, but it's kind of like, y'all, as I called it before, this is some kind of abomination now. It's a sign of the end times. It's weird.
I'm looking forward to it. A lot of people are talking about it already. It reminds me like they're almost doing it like, what is that show? We did a Bicurious of it, and we both really liked that show, that dating show. That's
Dating Around.
Yes. It kind of.
But this is, we just don't see their faces.
Yeah, so I think it's like Dating Around. But with heavy special effects.
Yeah, our special effects makeup.
Our friend Bridget Green, who's a makeup artist, is going to love this
show. She's
going to
be all over that shit.
She'll say, wait a minute, but she's a dolphin, but how does he know? And I'm going to be like, Bridget, anyway.
The weird things are, a lot of them are beasts, like animals, but some of them are just scary, like scarecrows. Like devils.
But they call them sexy. So I'm hoping, like, are we going to see, like, a dolphin or like the scarecrow, but with fucking six packs of abs and like chesticles.
It is interesting.
That's going to be weird.
I just, some of them I don't think are sexy at all. I find some of them frightening.
Well, I think it gets from, you know, because sexy beasts. So anyway, y'all, we digress. We've got to hurry up because Poodle's about to, we're going to see something else coming.
My handle is hot and it needs to get handled.
Yeah. Exactly.
And I've been too hot.
Wow.
My handle needs to get handled.
That really.
I've got a dick appointment. And it's pressing.
That's why I'll be able to handle Sexy Beast, because I've been listening to that. So Lana ended last episode kind of by saying, should we find out?
I have one more announcement, sluts.
That the prize is going to be won by one person, y'all. One person.
Now, we have, this is probably the sixth or seventh rule change we've had.
I think this is the best thing the show's done as far as changing the show.
Me too. I totally agree. However, we're told.
We could have done it earlier.
We're told a little later. See, she says, and Tabitha says, oh, it's about personal growth, not couples growth. Puts me out.
Tabitha's like, so.
They're thinking about what they're going to do with the money. Marvin and Melanie.
Nathan says, Melanie. I've always been a grower, not a shower.
Yeah.
I'm interested.
Ooh.
I'm leaning in.
I have seen some big dicks on growers, not showers.
What did I say the other day? I'm leaning in and bending over.
Wow. Thanks, Sheryl Sandberg. Marvin and Melinda, they're laying there in bliss as the perfect couple. And he says, I'm going to miss this.
You're going to miss this. You're going to want this back.
And then she starts crying.
She's crying. She's talking about how she's sad that they're getting towards the end. Then Marvin starts crying.
It's a little bit. You know what this feels like to me? And I don't know if you've ever had these, but this feels like showmances. Like when people are on show, when people are on like musical theater,
allegory, I think, for it's summer camp. This is summer camp.
And, but you do that. This is interesting. You do that when you're young, not when you're in your 20s.
That's not true. That is not true.
I had one of those.
Yeah. But I want you to think about how we were camp counselors for like four
remember
summers.
Remember that boy, Peter?
Oh, yes.
Who was by. And
did
I was
y'all
just
make
so,
out a lot?
Oh, we made out a little the last night. Yeah, but we were more friends than
y'all,
anything else.
Y'all were like
so
intellectual.
Close.
Do you even know where he is now?
Oh, hell no. I lost his number after that summer.
Y'all, Poodle was so obsessed
with
him.
I think he had a girlfriend after that.
The entire summer.
Oh, and everyone asked me, how's Peter?
And then he
it was
kissed
like
him the last
talk
night.
Of the camp.
It was. But we were
could have
all
made a really bad gay movie.
It could have. it could have. But that's a show. That's a summer camp. That's what this is. We saw so many of those. I don't care what age you are. If you put people in a pressure cooker thing like this where the outside world stimuli is taken away, they're going to bond quicker. That just happens. That's why people do retreats because they want closer immediate bonding.
I totally agree. However, a lot of times you're not talking about what's going to happen after this.
God, I want you to be on a reality show about love so you can shut the fuck up right now. Because you will come back and be like, Maddie, it was just so, oh, and he swept me off. And you would become so in love. And then next week I would bring up his name and you go, who?
Who?
But that would, you're so romantic.
Oh, we're not together anymore.
You would totally get swept up in this.
Maybe. So she says, this is interesting. She says, I think Marvin is it for me, but they never say love. It's like.
Well, she even says, he's made a big impact in my vagina. I mean, in my life.
Right.
And I want to say, what impact? Like, this guy's a dick.
Yeah.
He's a dick who had sex with you, and now he's good at
sweet talking.
Who has never apologized, and he's just beautiful. He has a beautiful smile, and I bet he has a nice fucking dick and knows how to fuck. You're Twitter-pated.
And he's realized also that he's not going to get any action from anybody else in the house now.
Exactly. And he's not going to get action from the house, and he's going to save face for this show.
And he's a little fuck drunk too.
Yeah, I agree. But I think he thinks he's into it.
But it's not serious. It's not serious.
He's going to go back to Paris. He's going to be at a bar, smoking a cigarette, having a coffee with some woman in the fucking rain, wearing a beret, and then he's going to forget about Melinda.
He's not. Here's the thing, you guys. He's not that emotionally available, and the show did not. the rules and how reality shows are written. Yes, things are just the rules of reality shows. He didn't take a complete interest in her right away.
Yeah.
Yes, they kind of went back and forth, but you could tell he was playing with her. He was playing, yes. And they showed us he was playing with her. So the show...
Go ahead.
No, I was just saying the show, if that's true, the show broke its rules so many times.
Yeah,
that's why we feel like episode 7 to 10 was a different show.
After
they boned.
Exactly. And so, but they're all, we don't know. We're going to find out, this happens later, that Lana's going to pick three people. But we don't know this yet. So right now, everybody's kind of making their own case of how they changed. Chase is even like, I was petty, uncaring, and selfish, and I was really closely guarded. But
now I
totally love Tabitha, and I didn't want to touch her big fake boobs at all. So I'm changed.
Completely changed. I'm not going to go back to titty bars after this.
Tabitha's like, I was... Because they're doing this exercise, y'all, where they're like...
No, we need to say this. There's another fucking workshop, y'all.
There's another workshop on the last
episode.
Alexandra Roxo. Sorry, thank you. I forgot that this all happened in an exercise. But this is an exercise designed to say goodbye. It's called the Moving On Workshop.
And they put stuff on their...
little pieces of wood, and then they're going to put it in a boat, and then they're going to let the boat burn. So basically, they're doing the same exercise that Alexander did before.
Yes.
They're just going to put it on water, and then I guess Daenerys Targaryen is going to shoot an arrow into the sky.
Yes.
And however, did you notice when they sent the boat off, it never burned? They just sent a boat off.
PA
had to go on a fucking jet ski and go get that boat.
Raul, you need to go pick up the boat that Alexandra set off. It's actually in an international waters right now. We're going to get fined.
There's propane on that that didn't work, so make sure it doesn't explode, Raul.
Yeah, like fucking Z from Below Deck. He had to go get that jet ski. Anyway, y'all.
So
that's what Chase Tabitha said. Yeah, Tabitha was like, I was selfish and judgmental. And she still is.
And I still am. Everyone's telling you the things we already knew. It's the same things. I was selfish. I was crafty. I was basically
Nathan makes some self-discovery because Nathan says, I was really hurt by women, and I think I went on a crusade against women. Like I was gonna hurt, and I realized I don't want to be that type of man. There's a different man I can be, and this has opened me up.
I agree with that. Carly talks about her insecurity. Cam says he's putting crafty Cam into the box. Where this is another good observation about himself. Marvin has a very interesting line. I've been a player my whole life, and now I know. The more you give, the more you receive.
The more you receive. And he says,
God.
And he says, Melinda, she's my queen. It's been three days, y'all. It's been 3 days. And Melinda says, I love Melinda, but I'm going to read her. She says, he's a whole different man. It's like a whole 360. And I wanted to say,
my favorite expression.
You know what?
You know what? You're actually correct.
This is a 360.
It is
the same fucking dickbag that he was before he started. It's called a 180, Melinda. Called a 180.
So Lana says, here are your finalists. Cam, which we knew.
I knew it was going to be Cam.
Carly, which
I was surprised.
I thought it might be Melinda.
But
we've decided she hasn't changed.
Yeah. And then
of course, Marvin.
Did you think it was going to be Marvin?
I did not.
I thought it would be Cam. I thought it actually could have been possibly Nathan, only because Nathan realized I didn't want to couple up, even though he didn't really get enough screen time. I thought Cam.
It's the editing.
Yeah. possibly Emily, because Emily changed, but
not as much. And it could not have been Cam or Emily, because it's not going to be people from the same couple group.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's who the three people were. And now the rest of the group has to decide who wins.
This is where we went off the rails.
This is where we went off the rails. Yeah.
Okay. So this is a great trope for reality shows. It's usually announced at the end, which is why people make alliances like Big Brother or Survivor, or, you know, that's kind of how these community group shows are run.
Yes.
This is not one of those shows. From the very beginning, Lana has been in charge.
Lana is the dictator of who's in charge.
It's just, and then it was kind of like, so what was the strategy? What was the strategy all along? If this would have been kind of it, it's almost like we just change. It's okay to change the rules, but it's not okay to change the actual parameters of the game.
I think that, and it, also too, I think this show doesn't use the fat like it should, because why not bring back cast members that were gone? What great drama would that, if you're going to have people vote, bring back Larissa, bring back Robert, bring back people to vote and make it a true group. They all went through this thing together.
Do you feel like this was all done on the fly, these decisions? It felt like that to me.
That's every decision on this show. That's why this show is
fucking messy.
It's all subjective. None of it is, and it's all of this is for just to make fun of hot people that can't fuck. That's the whole premise of this show. When a guy pitched this, he was like, okay, Gary, listen, there's this show, there's this island, there's a bunch of hot young people, all they want to do is fuck. Remember when you were young, Gary, you fucked everybody down at Kappa Kappa Kappa. Yeah, I remember that. So this show is just all young, hot people.
But
they
want to fuck.
But they can't fuck. And that's the joke. They got blue balls the entire time. That was the pitch of this show.
And someone goes, and there's like some kind of robot tells them all kinds of stuff.
Looks
and
like we're going to make it look like dildo. An air freshener. Yeah. Like if Febreze got fucked by a big, girthy cone.
So I totally agree.
That was the pitch.
And this is... It's so strange to make them decide who's grown the most. So this is what Lana says. Who's made the most growth? So again, this is tricky because you got people who, a lot of times you give people in shows opportunities like that who are really planning strategy from the beginning, like Survivor, who they decide. These idiots haven't been thinking about this the entire time. Also, these idiots don't really have the capacity.
Tabitha has no idea who's grown.
Yeah. Elle wasn't even there. Elle's been there for 3 days.
Yeah. So Elle and Tabitha have no and Joey.
Joey,
they have
too.
No fucking clue.
They don't even know these people.
No.
So those three should almost be, their vote should count half as much. Because they weren't there at the beginning.
Yes.
You're exactly right. They should bring back all the people who were left. Or let them vote by proxy or something like that.
Yeah.
Because in Big Brother, they're in the eviction house. You know?
Yes. And you know what I think? I also think they should.
So fucking stupid.
I also think they should. They should do something in the show where they. I think what they should do is, instead of people going home, once people leave the experiment, they go to a different house and they can all just fuck each other. And we just see the drama that happens with that.
That's what happens on Survivor. They go did that happen last season?
No.
Did they go? Or was that Love Island when they go
Love
to
Love Island? Yeah.
Yeah. But here's the thing. Also on Survivor and other shows where your fellow castaways, there is this time where you plead your case like a lawyer when you say,
they
you
didn't
should
do that.
Vote for me because of this.
They didn't.
I should get the money because of this.
They're just like, God. Okay, Well, let's go. Let's go.
Y'all go away, and we're going to vote for them.
And so I've watched too much Drag Race because everybody went to go vote, and I thought my first
in the Interior Illusions Lounge.
I thought, are they going to have to go hold a lipstick and put it in a box? Y'all, Drag Race is still so well done. Have you watched
season six yet?
I haven't started All Stars. I just started.
It's an interesting group.
I just started Canada's. There's a lot of
ones who I was like, who's that?
Oh, I want to watch. I'll probably start All Stars maybe tonight or tomorrow. I want to watch Australia too, even though I got Pam. But I'm
so y'all, let's talk about the voting. I still can't believe they didn't let them say why they should vote for them.
So y'all, Melinda, of course, is going to vote for Marvin.
Yeah, there are seven votes to cast.
Emily is totally going to vote for Cam.
Of course, that's a normal thing.
Joey votes for Marvin.
This shocked me, and I think Joey might be a little dumber than we thought. Tabitha surprisingly votes for Cam, even though I think she said, I'm proud of him. I think Tabitha's very savvy. Nathan, because Nathan has kind of seen all of this happen, and Nathan's probably, this is not saying that much, the wisest person in the house.
Well, also Nathan and Cam have talked a lot, they seem to have a close, so he votes for Cam.
Yeah. Elle votes for Marvin. Again, she's been around for 4 days.
Chase votes for...
No, let's not say knows? It. Let's not say it. Let's
no,
not,
I'm
thank
saying,
you.
Who knows? That's what right. they do.
He was a stupid choice to have vote last because we all know who he's going to vote for.
Yeah, exactly.
It's so stupid. The last one should have been Nathan. The last vote should have been Nathan because he's should have been Nathan, the one who and they, knows them both.
And they should have had Nathan say, I'm really torn. These are both of, like, I'm not going to choose Carly. I don't know if I'm going to choose Cam or Marvin.
Have they
two
never
guys
seen one of these shows?
That I've been with from the beginning of this. These are my bros. Who do I decide? Blah, blah, blah. Nope.
This episode.
It felt very much like the producer said, okay, Emily, you're voting for Cam. Joey, you're voting for Martin. Yeah. It felt very like they didn't vote. It was just fake.
Was it like, we've got to be out of here. Checkout is noon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's like, hey, this Airbnb, y'all, this VRBO, we've got to be out tomorrow. The cleaner has to come in. Someone's going to be here tomorrow night. We've got to leave.
And here's what you're going to do. We're going to do this really fast.
Who did Chase vote for?
Chase voted for his bro from the beginning, who he'd seen in most conversations.
Yes,
Marvin. Now
Marvin won.
Marvin is the
$55,000.
Marvin is the winner. And let me tell you, and it was only by one vote.
Oh, gross!
It's only by one vote, and I must say, I don't think the producers wanted this outcome because the way this was edited was Cam and Marvin edging out, and it was supposed to be Cam.
Because we end the show with Cam telling Emily, I love you.
I love you.
In front of everybody. And that's the way we end up, and that's the way the show should
That's
end.
The way I think they were hoping everything would go. I think the Joey Marvin vote skewed everybody.
I think he would vote for Carly.
I thought they thought that someone like maybe another one of the like Elle or Chase would have voted for Cam or something. It was weird. It was weird how they got there.
I think the show, if they want to lean into like sexy people not having sex, I think they should make them do things like tantric exercises.
Yeah.
Like do that. Or even like.
Didn't they do that last season?
Maybe. But that's actually a legitimate form. I think they did.
Yeah.
I mean, like, if they're going to make fun of this whole thing, then have them be a dominatrix and like tie fucking Chase up to like a chair and have women rubbing their body all over him.
Yeah.
Have them like being really sexual.
Lean
into the joke. And then let's see how much, like how much pussy and dick can we throw at them and then still not bite the apple.
I don't think the Carl's wives would watch.
I want us to produce this show.
They I know. Would, we would they, know exactly how to you, do this show.
Are you kidding me? They would totally watch the show because it's Netflix. Do you know how many Carl's wives have sent us pictures of that guy's dick from Sex Life? They would watch this and they would finger bang themselves while with onion fingers.
I don't know if that dick is real or not.
It's fake. I read it. It's a prosthetic.
Oh my God. But that guy is so hot. I haven't
watched
the show.
He's more your type than mine, but he's handsome. But yeah, got a big dick.
They were smart because they all they had to do was put a big old dick, and the, y'all dick pigs came running.
They did.
y'all, I believe that's the show.
That's the show. And
I must say, I'm not pissed off, but I feel like everything they did this season did make it more interesting.
It was it's a better season than season one.
It's definitely better than last season, which was like a fart.
I'm going to say this. Plot-wise, it was what they tried to do was a better season. Character-wise, I think season one had better
much
better cast.
And you know what? Now they're gonna have to change the rules every year because or every really season. Fucked themselves.
This show's destined for 5 years, and that's it.
I don't even know if it's that. I think it's three and done.
It's got a lot. It's got a lot to do.
I just. There was so much bad storytelling going on, or storytelling that didn't pay off.
Speaking of paying off, Poodle, you got to go have sex. So we've got to wrap up this show. But y'all, thank you for going with us on this journey.
Thank you for this weird, problematic, gross journey. Let's end on a bear. What about us? What have we learned?
What have we learned? You know what?
Should we do an exercise?
I think we should do an exercise. And Poodle, I would like for you to open your pants.
Okay.
And look down at your dick.
Okay.
And I want you to talk to your dick right now and tell your dick what you've learned. I'm going to do the same as well. So y'all, we're actually looking at our junk. We're method. What have you learned, Poodle?
What do I want to tell my penis?
Let's do questions. What if you could say? Tell your penis. What's one thing you've learned from watching this show that you're gonna do better? What you're gonna help for your penis?
I've learned that when a boy looks like Chase, not to really think too highly of him from the beginning and listen to the things he says more than what I can read the huge mound of flesh in his pants as.
Mm.
I'm sorry I did that to you.
Penis, I just want to say that sometimes I'll let you think for me, but other times you may choose someone like Chase who isn't very intelligent, has beautiful eyes, is a whopping 6'5" of a mountain, has huge, huge hands and a gigantic feet, and has a huge...
Yeah, I got to go. I need to get...
You know what, penis? You're doing good. I'm going to listen to you, penis.
I was wrong.
I was wrong. We've made a total 360, y'all. That's the show.
Find us at Reality Gaze Podcast. You can find us on Instagram at Reality Gaze Podcast. You can find us on Twitter at Reality Gaze Pod. Find us on Cameo. Love us.
Y'all, love us. And no matter what, y'all, keep being sluts.
You sluts. Be sluts. Be sluts.
Oh, yeah.
Break it down now.
Oh, yeah.
We're gonna leave ya.
Too hot to handle. It's DJ Jazzy Poodle.
The Fresh Princess, we out. No, literally, we're out.
We're very gay.